I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Does going to the beach suck? 1-800-330-9999.
What a ridiculous position for you to take.
So Raven has been over the moon for the last week because he was going to the beach. I'm going to the beach. I'm going to go to the beach. I can't wait to go to the beach. And I just don't understand that enthusiasm after to go somewhere that's truly a nightmare in a lot of ways.
You're crazy. I might go to the beach again this Friday. Guess what?
Now, in theory, when you say like going to the beach, it sounds like it should be something that's really fun and exciting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think the reality of it is that it's not great. It's actually terrible. It's a lot of work and it's not worth the headache.
Yeah, I think that you will be alone on that. Maybe you'll get one or two votes for you, but I don't think that most people would side with you in this case, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
There are many reasons why the beach is great. You asked me to come up with five.
Yes, here's what we're going to do. We have five reasons each why the beach is awesome, according to Raven, or sucks, according to me. And then you're going to decide who's right.
Would you like me to go first?
Sure.
How about five reasons that the beach rules? Salt water and salt-rich air is good for your hair, and vitamin D is your friend, and the sun gives you vitamin D. People watching at the beach, elite level. Because you get to see the best and worst of people. The kids are playing out on the shore. You get to see whether or not the parents are attentive as they get knocked down by waves. Mm-hmm. People are wearing less clothing. You get to see how they take care of themselves. I told you, when I went to the beach last week, I'm pretty sure there was three guys there that just got out of prison together. And there was a gentleman that was covered in like jailhouse tattoos, and he was just rolling around in the surf and frolicking like he had never been to the ocean before in his life.
You were checking out his physique.
I was just like, no. And they were three guys that looked like they would never be anywhere together at once. Just very different types of people.
Can you just imagine?
And they were there.
Raven going over to his wife, Alicia. Alicia, look at his jail muscles.
No.
Wow.
She was the one that actually said, she said, I think these guys just got out of prison.
All right.
That was
what else you got?
Here we go. Your own personal sound machine to take an afternoon nap. Just listen to this. All right. Don't listen too hard because you're driving to work right now. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to crash or anything. But isn't that nice? Escape from the summer heat. Oh, girl, it's hot. Jump in the water.
Have you ever been to the beach?
It's called the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of it there. And then also, beach calories don't count. So you can pack whatever you want in your cooler. You can eat whatever you want from the snack shack or whatever in the area. And none of those calories count. By the way, beer calories don't count at the beach either.
That's actually not true. That's not a real thing.
No, it's a real thing.
Okay.
No, it's 100% a real thing because the sun just bakes those calories right off of you.
Five reasons why the beach sucks and why you probably agree with me. Number one, sand. Sand gets into everything, especially if you're a woman. I don't need to say anything more. You know what I'm talking about. And every time I see somebody buried in the sand, I die a little bit inside. Number two.
It's great exfoliator, I have to say.
Sharks, jellyfish, and anything that lives in the sea. It has every right to be there. Us, not so much. So every time you go in the water, it's either too cold, it's too rough, it's too dirty, or you're afraid that something is going to bite you, attack you, murder you. That's it.
You're a caring about the ocean? Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
You said that it's nice and cool. It's hot. There is nowhere to escape. And typically, there's not an inside at the beach unless you live in like a mansion on the beach, which I certainly don't do. Number four, sunscreen. You're constantly worried if you're burning.
This is going to be unpopular, but I don't wear it.
That's very unpopular.
I bring an umbrella, though, like I'm 1,000 years old.
That brings me to number five, kids. Kids make the beach terrible.
They're your kids.
You're trying to survive yourself. And now you have this pint-sized human that wants to go in the water every 6 seconds. They want ice cream at 9 a.m. They have a diaper filled with a sand paddy and God knows what else.
Those are your children.
Right. They're terrible at the beach. Settle a dispute we're having. Does going to the beach suck? 1-800-330-9999. Raven loves to go.
I went last Friday. It was fantastic. Thinking about going this coming Friday, too.
I think that every time you go, it's torture. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Does going to the beach suck?
It sucks.
What?
I told you.
I can't even believe it. Are you serious?
Serious. And all of her reasons are my exact reasons as well.
Oh, well, I mean, it's not my fault you guys hate your children.
That's nothing. Well, yes, it has a lot to do with the kids.
I mean,
yes.
Wow. Anna and Raven, does the beach suck or does it rule?
I'm with Raven. The beach is awesome.
Thank you very much. Clearly, the beach is awesome. It's the beach. It's next to the ocean. The ocean, by the way, also awesome.
If you want to get eaten by sharks. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Does the beach suck?
Yes, it totally sucks. I'm a jellyfish magnet. The sand isn't my favorite, but I prefer a swimming pool 100%.
I prefer a pool.
What, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you go to the hotel and the pool is on the beach. You go to the pool instead of the beach?
Well, we divvy it up, but if it was up to me, I would stay at the pool because it's closest to the bar and there's also bathrooms there. And I refuse to go in the ocean for many reasons.
You won't pee in the ocean.
I my body doesn't do it. I've got that weird thing where I can't like go to the bathroom in public.
And feel like the fish are watching you?
I don't know. I can't do it. And on Raven, does the beach suck?
No, the beach does not suck. The beach is the best.
Why do you think so?
Well, for one thing, you get the ocean. It's the most incredible thing ever. You get to dip your feet in it. It's amazing. Sun, fun, the beach. It's like, I can't imagine anybody would say the beach sucks. I mean, the beach, it's like saying a forest sucks. It's nature. It's the best thing. It resets you. Your circadian rhythms, everything is set in...
What?
You know,
he's breaking it down.
Like,
yeah.
He's going deep.
It helps the whole mind-body connection to be in the water.
All right there, Bodie.
He got yoga on you.
I mean, right. He went Point Break.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to Patrick Swayze here. Mm-hmm.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Your honest opinion, does going to the beach suck?
Absolutely, 100% when it is super hot out and the sand is just blistering and there's just no shade anywhere. Everything sticks to you and you're sweating and the wind is hot and the water is freezing and there's nowhere else to go.
I have a completely different experience, but the way you described it, it did sound horrific.
Yeah,
it sounded terrible. But I bring an umbrella because I'm basically 80 years old in my soul.
Thank you for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Does going to the beach suck?
It absolutely does not suck. Going to the beach is the greatest thing in the world. There's women everywhere. They're half naked. Mm. When you're talking to them, you know exactly what you're getting into.
Yep. Raven didn't mention that part when he was giving his argument about why he loves going to the beach.
Because I was with my wife.
Oh,
I'm always with my wife because I'm a married individual.
You don't even let your eyes glance over anywhere else
of course
besides
not.
Her.
You know me. If I've got a minute, I'll take a nap.
It's
if
true.
My eyes have time to wander, they can wander right into the back of my hat as I lay down.
Good. I think ultimately the votes went with going to the beach does suck, and producer John wrote a song about it.
Well, if you've got a day off and you want to have fun, don't go to the beach because the beach is dumb. You'll get sand in your hair and sand in your shoes, and a mean seagull is going to steal your food. If you go to the beach, then you've been warned. You're going to sit in traffic, then be hot and bored. There's nothing to do but swim in gross cold water. You get a sunburn as the day gets hotter. A better strategy if you want to stay cool, go find a hotel bar with a nice clean pool.
The seagulls were aggressive that day, though, but it was fun to watch them get on people's chips. I actually saw a seagull pick up a bag of chips and empty it for his homies.
That is a good friend right there.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save